Seattle Boeing 001 heavy with you, 1.5 for 2000. Condition 112 complete, it was good. Completed 114 with a little left turning, it's complete. And we had a loud squealing noise through about 8,000 feet. And we think it's an outflow valve. Working 115. Still got a loud squeal going on. Sounds like an aero noise on the left side of the airplane. Greg is running it down. We show condition 115 complete. Greg says to squawk the forward outflow valve, especially when making maneuvers, small maneuvers, the volume of the squealing increased. Disregard that comment. Disregard it. He had a hatch open during that time. Working 116. 116 is complete. Okay, completed condition 117, and forces in roll were light, and I believe that issue's already been squawked. Continue after level off. Go ahead. Not audible in the flight deck any longer. We're checking the back. Worse down low for us. Greg reports that it's greatly subdued in the back as well. And we are working 118 right now. Cut out. Cut out. Okay, everything feels normal. Pitch and roll with the stabilizer and cut out. Condition 118 is complete. Working out a block. For 119, it'll be next after I get a block. In the block, Boeing 001, 180 to 200. Condition 119 is on. Condition 119 is complete. All good. Are you guys ready for 120? Roger. 3 minute delay for ATC. We're going to move on to 125. I'll wait on ATC. Speed brakes coming up. Speed brakes stowed as expected. Okay, Tim, we are descending down to 16,000 and we'll be working in the north training area to finish up these conditions. Tim, getting ready to start condition 120. Condition 123 is complete, no issues. We have show wingtip auto. Roger, wingtip. Tim, from the left seat, we were established and we were starting a right-hand turn with the autopilot when we went to direct mode. Felt a little bit of a hitch back to the left on the transient. I wouldn't describe it as objectionable, but you could definitely feel the aircraft rolling right and then kind of check back to the left at the transition to direct mode. NTM, I've confirmed all of the messages, and it looks like the only ones we added, which are normal, I guess should be included, are the thrust asymmetry protection right and left messages, and stall warning protection. Those are also shown as status. All three of those are status and not on the picture. All messages cleared except the thrust asymmetry protection right and left. So, we think we're expected. So, that condition complete, ready for 1.7. On average, in level flight, when you move the switch to alternate, there's about a 5 knot negative speed. It goes from, say, 130 to 125.
Boeing Seattle, Boeing 050.
050, Boeing Seattle, go ahead.
Yeah, Boeing 050. Do you guys know if the CH-15 Boeing 015 made it out of the MDC?
He's at the gate now, getting ready to depart.
Boeing 050, roger, so the timing should work out pretty well.
I think so.
Sounds good, thanks.
Go ahead. Yes, sir, we are showing 240 and that's our maximum. TM, Boeing 001, yeah, I think we'd rather do this at Spokane tomorrow. Go ahead. Okay, condition 143. Checks and 138. Roger, we'll do both of those. Currently in standby. Okay, sorry about that. I keep getting interrupted. Folding wing tips in auto. TM, we're showing a temperature of 8.
requesting of ERIS.
Okay, stand by.
Seattle Boeing 001.
001, Boeing Seattle, go ahead.
Yeah, we'll be on the runway about 10 after.
See you in 17.
Roger, 10 after the hour, see you in a bit.
10 after.
Hey, TM question.
Go ahead.
138, is that going to be your VRF or the box VRF?
Stand by.
Because so, oh, disregard.
001 TM.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so for VRF, so it's 131
raw
and 136 with the 5-knot toll and 141 with the additional 5-knot additive.
Okay, got it. We'll fly 141 and VRF will be 136.
TM copies.
And TM, we turned on C3 to let the post flight run.
TM copies, C3 is on.
And TM, we're showing wing anti-ice on.
TM copies, wing anti-ice on.
But we are in the VFR clear, no clouds in sight.
Copy.
Go ahead and squawk it. No clouds, no icing, clear of everything.